Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the Church as the Body of Christ. Week 2. Song of Songs. The progressive experience of an individual believer's loving fellowship with Christ for the preparation of the Bride of Christ. Saturday. Related Verses. Song of Songs 8:5-6 and 13-14. Who is this who comes up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? I awakened you under the apple tree. There your mother was in labor with you. There she was in labor and brought you forth. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as cruel as Sheol. Its flashes are the flashes of fire, a flame of Jehovah. 13 and 14. O you who dwell in the gardens, my companions, listen for your voice. Let me hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young hart upon the mountains of spices. Isaiah 50:4-5. The Lord Jehovah has given me the tongue of the instructed, that I should know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as an instructed one. The Lord Jehovah has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn back. Exodus 21:6. Then his master shall bring him to God, and shall bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Daniel 2:35. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at once, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies these things says, "Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Related Reading. By leaning upon our beloved, we constantly leave the world behind and come up again and again until the Lord comes to take us away. Leaning on her beloved, the lover seems to be powerless and unable to walk. Leaning on her beloved, she makes herself a burden for her beloved to carry. Leaning on her beloved, it is as if the hollow of her thigh has been touched. Leaning on her beloved, she seems to find herself pressed beyond measure, and this seems to last until the wilderness journey is over. Only the Lord can prepare us for the rapture. A trusting life is indispensable. We should trust him helplessly until the Holy Spirit exclaims, "Who is this that comes, leaning upon her beloved?" The lover realizes that whether she can endure to the end does not depend on her own endurance, but on the Lord's preservation. No spiritual perfection can sustain a person until the Lord's return. Everything depends on God and his preserving power. When she realizes this, she cannot help but exclaim, "Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm." The heart is the place of love, while the arm is the place of strength. Set me as permanently as a seal upon your heart, and as indelibly as a seal upon your arm. Just as the priests bore the Israelites upon their breasts and their shoulders, remember me constantly in your heart, and sustain me with your arm. I know that I am weak and empty, and I am conscious of my powerlessness. Lord, I am a helpless person. If I try to preserve myself until your coming, it will only bring shame to your name and loss to myself. All my hopes are in your love and power. From this point on, everything depends on your strength and your love. In verse 13, the gardens are plural in number. He is not only dwelling in the garden of the maiden, but dwelling in many other gardens as well. All those who are seeking the Lord together with her adopt the same attitude of listening to the Lord's voice. They know that they have to be slow to speak in order to be quick to hear. Both she and they are no longer as talkative as they once were. They no longer insist on speaking like others do, and they no longer speak for the sake of speaking. Those who cannot stop talking about trivial things still have the earthly life reigning within them. But these are listening. They adopt the attitude of a hearer. They know that their lives depend on the Lord's words, and their work depends on the Lord's commands. They will only listen because they cannot and will not move by themselves any longer. Without the Lord's words, they will not have any revelation, light, or knowledge. The life of the believers hinges totally upon the Lord's speaking. Verse 14 speaks of the mountains of spices. It describes the condition of the Lord's coming and his kingdom. Then the maiden's experience will be like a drop of water that has disappeared into the ocean. There will be no more room for advancement, though the tide can always go deeper. All that is left in the world is just her body. Therefore, she cannot help but cry, "Make haste, my beloved. Come as quickly as the roe or the young hart." Just as a roe or a young hart appears on the mountains of spices, may you come in your kingdom. Although the love is perfect, something is still lacking. When he comes, faith will be turned to facts, and praise will replace prayer. Love will consummate in a shadowless perfection, and we will serve him in the sinless domain. What a day that will be. Lord Jesus, come quickly.